lot of food being wasted, they say. This isn't done. Now you better read the signs, and the neighbor is responsible for neighbor. We'll let you eat what you choose, but you better not send food down the way to waste. You need to be told about it. Don't tell me about it. You tell the person when you pick up food in front of them, say, don't you read that sign? Right up there? Don't you read that sign, darling? Can you read? If you can't read, I'll read it for you. Take as much as you like, and we request that you please eat all you take. Too many hungry people. I don't know how you do at home, but I know that you'll end up starving to death. Did you hear what the news today on just prior to the noon news? I was reading the hundreds of letters today that just poured in. And I turned it on, and I caught just a bit of a program before. I can't think of that woman's name. Some woman that has a program just before noon. What is her? What is it? Some middle-aged white woman. Virginia Graham. Virginia Graham show, they had a geneticist. A very prominent one. And he said, I'm horrified to know. While some of you people are filling your bellies or wasting it and putting clothes on your backs, he said, I'm horrified to tell you that the minority ethnic groups, there is a plan in the military journal issued by the Pentagon for weapons, ethnic weapons. What an ethnic weapon means? He said, the total destruction of the races that they don't want. A prominent doctor was telling it over Virginia Graham, who's a very conservative. In fact, she's sickeningly conservative. And that they have developed ethnic weapons. They have them. They already have them. That will destroy a whole race. And what do you suppose the military magazine's carrying such a thing as that? They weren't just saying it could be done. This doctor was suggesting that it be done. This doctor in the military paper, this was today, was not just saying this is a possibility, but it was being recommended by the military journal. This is the way to solve all the minority races. That's not just black. That's our Mexican Americans, Indian Americans, to get rid of all the undesirables. You better learn to quit wasting food and put your money with people that will help. Because what we're trying to do, we're investing in down payments in these properties and letting those properties carry their weight. But we're not taking the total of our monies away by any means. We're keeping them in a definite liquid state so that we can make arrangements to get out of here if trouble comes. That's sensible. So when you waste food, you're lucky somebody doesn't come down and smack you right in the mouth. I don't know how to make it any plainer than what I feel when it's come to this place in this nation that a military paper that it's sent out all over the nation suggests a way to destroy races. They've got genetics down to such tremendous science that they can destroy all the undesirable people. And if you haven't found it out yet, honey, you and me, in their eyes, are undesirable. Just in the case that you thought that none of you were with us-ins, you better pinch yourself and wake up because you're with us-ins. So I'm not going to tolerate it. I don't expect anybody to tolerate it. I don't care how new the person is. You can be kind, but you can say, would you please read the sign? Please read that sign. We're trying to keep our monies. There's nobody. I'll say this. You may not want to subscribe to my divinity, but this one thing you can subscribe to. There's nobody that watches money like I watch it, because I know it's a medium of exchange. There's no group that builds things and utilizes the gifts so administratively sensible as this group does. You just look at this building. I told Archie what I wanted, practicality. And that's what we got, and we did the work ourselves. You look at every place, you'll see frugality. Most churches with this size of congregation, they'd be worrying about building buildings. I say we crowd until there is absolutely proven to me there's no more room. Because we don't use a building that many times to worship. We can afford to be inconvenienced rather than put something in a building we can't use. Now this convalescent home, we can sell that. This children's home, already we're making changes. I was over there today in both places, and it's looking, they're all looking more beautiful. Those things can be sold. And normally I believe in paying cash. But in this case, I'm quite glad we're not paying cash. We're paying it down. And we're letting it take care of itself. Because land values increase. You put all your money in something today, you lose the value of it. Let it pay with its own inflated money. Let it pay. We got a fixed price today's dollar. And the old ways, we have to give up some of our old ways. Now, you shouldn't get under the bondage of it in your system. We believe here no credit buying, because credit buying individually is a chain around your neck. It's a noose. It's a bondage. So you get out of debt. And frankly, there'll come a day, you might well know it, I'm going to ask what debt you've got. The closer the wolves get to our door, I'm going to ask what you're buying, if I need to. Because I figure if you want protection, you Christians might call it salvation, whatever you want to call it, safety, if you wish it, it's not fair unless you participate wholeheartedly. Everyone should participate wholeheartedly, because I have a mind of a place that's the other side of Jordan, where the sweet fields of Eden are, where there's milk and honey aplenty, and it doesn't come by speculative imagination. It doesn't come by theories or opinions. It doesn't come by prayer, because there never was one answered when it come to saving people from genocide. Nobody ever heard one answered. The blessed Jews like my precious Simon, they and Dick Trope, the teacher over to my left, his 60 relatives, no prayer was answered, and they were the chosen people. Didn't stop 7 million of them from going to gas ovens. This brother over here, 60 of his relatives went to gas ovens. 60 of his relatives went to gas ovens. Don't you tell me that they've changed any. Don't you tell me those folk out there have changed any. If they have, it's they're just a little damn meaner than they were before. Don't talk about them getting any better, because they aren't getting any better. You're in that kind of Pollyannishness, everything getting better and better. You just haven't pinched yourself lately. Because they're mean out there. I just heard over the news tonight, they come in and beat up some woman, grandmother, children, and wasn't satisfied, raped everybody in the house, just in the Bay Area, and then poured, what would you think, what kind of meanness that would cause them to pour plaster in and kill all the fish? Just as one last stroke of meanness. Don't you tell me things getting better. Don't talk about any rapture. We're ruptured. We're in a tribulation. A great tribulation. And you're going to have to go through blood. I'm not the only one that will have to shed blood. I hope I am. But not likely. So we better get free of this old thing of thinking we're going to buy ourselves safety. It looks good and it sounds good. And they tell us, some of this Jesse Jackson comes along, that phony ass. I've been wanting to lay him where he belongs, and I'll do it now. He breaks away from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference that's on a course to socialism, and he wants to build black capitalism, and black America sweeps in behind such a phony as him. I said he's phony. To think that we'd throw aside Shuttleworth and Abernathy and Martin Luther King for a phony like him that broke off and started their own business, now has taken over all the SCL buildings in Chicago and saying the way for emancipation of black America is through black capitalism. And there'll be fools to listen to him. Millions, millions, millions. Idiocy. Now, we can't do much about all the idiocy outside. But we sure don't have to be idiotic inside. We've got to be frugal. We've got to save. We've got to be sparing. We've got to put our monies to the resource. Now, I'm not speaking this way because of the offering. I'm not beating you, browbeating you if you haven't to give. But you sure don't have to waste our food and send it to the garbage pails. You sure don't have to do that. And I don't like for you to do that. And if you haven't taught your children some sense, then I will teach them, if I have to, at the point of their ass. I'll teach them something. And if you don't believe ass is biblical, you just look through the Gospel of John and you find asses there. Everybody else translates it to suit themselves. I'm just using it with much more effectiveness than John used it. Now, I mean, I don't want to see you letting people throw food away. And we got starvation in these cities. We got little babies with sunken eyes and the ribs that are just poking through the skin. I'm like that fellow you once heard when the income tax, you heard about that joke they used to do. It shows that I'm somewhat ancient. Back then, before we had TV, they had a radio skit that the guy with income tax, you know, they say, income tax, he says, slowly I turn, step by step. You ever see Costello do that? Poor Costello would say the wrong word, get this. This guy would go, slowly I turn, step by step, and he'd go lunatic, completely mad. When I see people waste, I want to go, slowly I turn. I want to shake people. I want to shake people who have not taught their children, particularly brown and black and light-skinned yellow. I want to shake you that you don't know where you are, that you don't know the time of day. What you talking about? You know that they're not going to give us a thing that we don't build for ourselves. You know we can't dress our way into their promise. They'll hate us if we're in minks. They'll hate us if we're in Cadillacs. They'll hate us if we drive Rolls Royces. We've got to be smart and not have to have all the cancerous diseases of Rolls Royces and jewelries, and save our money and get some of it invested in some place in the sweet fields of Eden. Eden's changed south of the equator now, the sweet fields of Eden, on some side of a Jordan, where they don't have to have all their technology that's brought us such disasters as this. I tell you, I wouldn't care if I never had another stroke of medicine. I wouldn't care if I had to have a headache and never had an aspirin again. I'd like to be someplace away from crazy people that create genetic weapons to destroy whole races of people. I wouldn't care if I never saw another one of your dirty old TVs. Wouldn't care if I never had one of your radios again. I don't care nothing about your fashions and your flashy clothes and all this foolish thing we call ourselves emancipated, going around in this rich Afro-design clothes. We're still the same you-know-what. To the world, you might as well think it. You might as well believe it. To us, we're just as important as the universe itself. But I don't care what we put on ourselves, we're still going to be the dirt of the earth. They'll still spit on us. And finally, they'll come and they'll kill us thinking they do God a service. You're not in some kind of a mission now with insane Pollyannishness that every day in every way things are getting better and better. This is a new age. The only way they're better is in our circle. But outside there, it's going to wax worse and worse. The love of many is going to wax worse and worse. What is it? Why, he's a paid pimp. He's a paid pimp. I heard someone talking about his Operation Breadbasket today that should know better. The Sun Reporter gives you enough. They have to print a press, but you can tell by every slant of their paper that they don't have no use for Jesse Jackson. Tells about what it did to SCL, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. You people ought to learn to quit looking at somebody's damnable body and how well they can stand up and look like they got the right sideburns and hold their chin just right. Hitler held his chin pretty well. Time you got to realize we got black dirt just as we got white dirt to watch out for. And the black dirt's more miserable than all. So let's just get our nose clean and know that we are not going to waste here. And it's your responsibility as a neighbor to see if they don't do it. As I said, we can't make you pay your way. But I am disturbed. I've gone over this thing of seeing who in the Bay Area didn't participate in our Christmas. And I'm chagrined. You see, I asked for every name that participated. And I'm looking at every name that didn't participate. And I wonder what you're doing while we're trying to save your life. I wonder what you're doing. Out there selling and buying in the old spirit of all false traditions, giving gifts to people that are not of this consciousness. I wonder what you're doing. You couldn't be here on Christmas, and an influx comes home every time we get home. I can always tell folk been out on Christmas. You know what I wish you'd do? I hope you go some Christmas and get lost. I hope you go to Grandma. I hope you go to Granddaddy. I hope you go to your aunts and uncles, because I'll tell you, unless you forsake all those, you're not worthy of one inch of my protection. If your socialists call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. But if you've got houses back there, if you've got lands, a husband or a wife in that false consciousness, if you've got somebody to bury, then you stay back there. You don't belong here. You've got any other gods beside one God, not this person. I'm an impersonal reality. I'm a universal principle. They're not glorying this body. This body means nothing, only in that this body is this nothing in it, nothing under this robe but pure socialism. That's the only reason this body has any significance. This body represents the redemptive quality that will save mankind. So I want you to realize that this impersonal principle better be put in the hearts and minds of people. Because one day you may come and say, well, where is Sister So-and-so? The temple's empty. Where's the one that's garnering the grain? Where's the one that's at the wheel? Where's the one that's at the utensils or at the counter distributing the food? Where are the workers? One shall be taken and the other left. One shall be in the field working, and suddenly they'll say, where are my comrades? And I'll tell you, you'll have to look for us in the sweet fields of Eden. Somewhere where there's peace in the valley. Somewhere where people won't sell out their brother and sister. Somewhere where they won't bring in the ragtail symbolism of that old mortal mind. won't drag in all their new clothes. You make me sick with your new clothes. You make me want to vomit with your new clothes. Whosoever you are. I said, whosoever you are. The plainer and the simpler this group gets, the more we dress up the heart instead of the external, the happier I'll be. You can't expect the old to do it until the young will do it too. A few young will set an example because older people feel insecure in this mad race, capitalist society. They feel insecure because everybody makes you conscious of aging in this society. They make you realize that age has no value, that you only have value in as much as you can look like something outside. Don't make a difference what's in your heart. You got to look like something. So some of you young people will have to set the pace of modesty, moderation, so we can get off of this binge of wasting our money. I'm so tired of seeing Uncle Tomahawk and Aunt Jane Hawkins and Uncle Toms and Aunt Janes. I'm so tired of seeing the white man's you-know-what. I'm tired of looking at you. I'm looking at less of you tonight than most. Unfortunate fact is, I hope it's being recorded. Of course, everyone ought to get a burst of this someday when I go to build a mansion. I'm not talking about dying. I'm talking about preparing a place for those that love God socialism. When I have to go away, if it's necessary to prepare such a place, I want them to listen to this. I want people to hear this, because I don't like tinseled Uncle Toms and Aunt James. I don't like the white man's inn. Do I make myself clear? Well, I hope I have. I don't like people manipulated by that old false system. And I see too much of it in here. When holidays come, I can see the crowd, the pledges. Where have you been? I've been to Auntie so-and-so. Who in the hell is Auntie? What will Grandma do to get you out of your trouble? Is she making any plans when they come along with their medicines that will stop you dead in your tracks? It's no longer theory now. You just asked for a copy of Virginia Graham's program. It's no longer theory. It's honest. So what is Grandma going to do? What is your grandchildren going to do? What are your sons and daughters doing about it? Are you sitting around feeding your gut? While some of us are working our rear ends off trying to save you. Don't tell me. Don't ever ask me. Don't you ever ask me if you can go see Auntie. Because I'm going to tell you to take Auntie and stick Auntie. Because if you've got an Auntie that's not a socialist, I'm afraid of you. Don't trust you. If you've got one relative you hold on to that isn't socialistic, I don't have faith in you. I want you to understand, if your mother and your father and your sister and your brother are not socialists, you're traitors. That's what you are. Now that's exactly where it is. You say that's not Bible. That's as Bible as apple pie as American. Said, except you forsake all. So don't talk to me about your blood ties. They mean nothing to me. My so-called father, if I'd have been listening to who's my so-called father, none of you would have been saved from the wheelchairs and the crippling conditions and the cancers and poverty and disease. I'd have been living under a Ku Klux Klan consciousness with a sellout dad that was trying to make believe he wasn't Indian. I wouldn't accept my natural father. And that's why you're saved. So don't talk to me about your damn mothers and fathers. I don't want to hear who they are. care who your children are. I don't want to hear your grandchildren. I don't want you to put them up. That's why you're not well, whole in your mind and body, except you sell all. You shall not inherit that which I am. I thank you. Betray socialism. Some night I'd set every damn building afire. It'd burn down so fast it wouldn't be left, nothing left but cinders. So don't ever fool me. I gave to this. I'd lived in my interest in this body if it hadn't been for this enormous task of trying to build socialism in an alien country, in a country that doesn't want it, where selfishness is all around me. So if anyone ever betrays this place, it falls into enemy hands. All right, if I happen to leave the body, I'll get it done one way. You better be sure you better not go back to religion in here. Our Judas. Right, 60% of the world, not you or me, but 3% of the hidden rulers of this country, the big capitalists, own 66% of the world. And they give us a little Kleenex, and they give us some shampoo and some bath bubbles and this meat and some tea and some coffee and other crap. They give us that as our Judas price, our Judas price. Here's the Judas price we pay. I'd like to be naked in a jaybird in midwinter. I'd feel cleaner. I wish they'd strip me and meet me head on. I wish they'd come for me tonight if it wasn't for you. I feel dirty. I don't believe in taking anything that don't belong to me. And this doesn't belong to me. This is not my world. Do you dig me? Do you understand what I'm saying? When my black brothers are dying by the American giants, the CIA is killing people like Guevara all over this world, then I can't be at peace. When they're killing our black brothers and our yellow brothers, I feel dirty being here. And I'm only here for you. And if we ever sell out socialism, this place will be torn up. Don't sell it too far, because there's a lot of things capable in me. If this place was ever betray socialism, some night I'd set every damn building afire. It'd burn down so fast there wouldn't be left nothing left but cinders. So don't ever fool me. I gave my life for this. I could have lived several centuries in this body if it hadn't been for this enormous task of trying to build socialism in an alien country. In a country that doesn't want it, where selfishness is all around me. So if anyone ever betrays this place, I'll burn it down before it ever falls into enemy hands. All right, if I happen to leave the body, I'll get it done one way. You better be sure you better not go back to religion in here. If you go back to the sky god in here, I'll send a bolt of thunder that'll knock you on your ass, even if I'm not here. I guarantee it. Yes.
John, you have something to say a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah, you first. Go ahead.
I'd like to give you some information about what happened before Batista was killed, before, not killed, but chased out of Cuba. For years, I belonged to Seamen's Union, and we smuggled literature, communist literature, into Cuba. I've had comrades killed doing it. I've had comrades that were liberated only when the revolution came about because they were caught and thrown in jail. So this thing hit me pretty hard tonight. And you'll have to forgive me. It's hit me very hard. And to watch what's happening here, kids being brats. And there are no juvenile children. I've never heard of one in my life. But there are juvenile adults.
Yeah, delinquent adults.
That's right. People have to, everybody has to get their head into what Jim is saying. This is where it's at. Religion is the most poisonous, goddamn thing that ever existed on the face of the earth. The only thing it's ever done is killed off millions of people throughout the world. Not Christianity, there isn't any. The only place there is here. And that's only with a few. But churchianity that's taken over Christianity right from the... right off the bat, when they couldn't destroy them, they simply joined them and changed the whole thing over. And it's run that way ever since. I'm glad that Comrade Jim is here, back here to straighten it out. I think we should really get into this thing, this business of we can or we can't. We have to. Now, what is love? If you let your child run around bossing you or doing as it pleases, you don't love him, you hate him, and you're showing it to the entire public. If you can't be an example to your kid, turn him over to somebody else that can be.
True.
And if you can't even take that, just pack up and go.
Don't drain the blood of everybody that's trying. That's a good point.
And I think that the more we see of these movies and the more we relate them to ourselves, the sooner we're going to get where we're going. I'm afraid, too, that it's going to have to be probably to a country like Cuba or somewhere where they have a structure. If it doesn't work out here, we're sure going to try it. But if it doesn't work out here, something's got to be done. Some structure's got to be formed. And I would much rather see it done here, where we're needed.
Of course.
Not to go where they fought and died for it already.
Yeah,
this is a place for it. This is a place to do it. And this is a place where we have to get like they are right in that, like you saw tonight.
I think you're so true. Some of us old workers, particularly, we older comrades, we would be miserable probably to be in a place where we knew somebody else had brought about that. So I think the only answer would be to send those who had a future and could give something and who were young and couldn't be protected, to send them and some of us to stay and then do what we're supposed to do. That's probably the way I would do it. What is it? What'd you say? Well, we do it if we can do it, you see. But sometimes you have to go away till you can get till people get ready. There's nothing like the brainwashed American. Nothing. They're sick. They're miserably sick. But we've got some optimums in the air. If we'll see what happens. I think a lot of enlightened people will see this election. They're going to see how all the systems coerce the forces of good, and how they use every method under the sun to try to block progress. Maybe then people will realize that it's going to take other kind of steps than conventions. I don't think Mr. Govan's going to slide in easily. Yes, Valor.
I was so glad to see the picture because it really opened up Cuba for me, because I didn't realize that was Cuba at all. I thought Cuba was really united with the communists, and the people were very much bound. Mm-hmm. And to see them all so free, and I mean really living this life and the little children waiting on each other and all, I thought it was really beautiful. And I really am so glad I saw it. Thank you, Father.
You're most welcome. Well, you know, it's just like the old thing. Anything that's good, they make you immediately hate. They brainwash you. And so the press is owned by Hearst and the rich, and so they brainwash our minds and say everything's bad. You know, Cuba's communist, Cuba's this, that, and the other. But here's a film done by an American from the University of California right there. No rehearsal, just done. Children don't know how to rehearse, you know. Children don't know how to do anything but be themselves. So when you see a film like that, you know it's real. And no acting to it. That's just children the way they are. And if you got any kind of discernment, you can see the sincerity, as she said, the freedom, the relaxation of those children. Well, people need to hear this. They're fast asleep. The ones of you that are listening don't need to. And I've got some folk here that I hope to get to, and they're sleeping like a log. It never fails. Yes.
But I had noticed a couple years ago that my kids were becoming very sabotaged by capitalistic television. It's very, very undermining for children. So we got rid of the set completely. Or what happened? It broke and we didn't fix it.
That's a good thing. To break it and say it's broke.
I feel at this point I have such negative feelings toward the television programs they have for children right now. I think they're horrible, and I think the advertisement is horrible. And I think perhaps if we have disciplines for our kids, like not smoking and not drinking, we could have that discipline too.
I think it's certainly something to consider. My problem of establishing discipline is that some folk, they can set a lot of thou shalt nots, but they don't know how to give any love. And so I have been hesitant to go to the extremes I'd like to go to. I'm not thinking in your case. I'm sure you know how to give love. But
a great deal more love. Since that television's been out of the house, we've had a much more close relating to each other.
I think there's much to be said for it. We ought to put it to a vote of the children and see what their reactions are and the parents' reaction. Then getting it done. Just like we'd be a healthier people if sex was banned, but who's going to go around the bedrooms and watch it? I'm sure not going to because I've seen all that foolish failure that I want to. I'm not going to go around hunting around bedrooms, see who's doing it, who's not doing it. I'd sooner go across the street and watch a crap game than watch sex. Nothing so boring in all my life than two bodies rubbing together at each other and don't know what they're doing. Nothing. Some people yearning to get done, and it's the biggest mess there ever was. Two self-centered, narcissistic people lollygagging. So I'm not going around police the bedrooms, and that's exactly what you'd have to do. Say, don't. Some of these folk that haven't been able to do it in 10 years to start doing it. The minute you said don't, they'd go, well, I'm going to do it. Die trying. Every form of treason that's happened in this room has started with somebody wanting something they didn't, acting like they wanted something they didn't, sex. Every form of treason that's happened here has happened over sex.
What we saw tonight was an example of what can be done I'm just a real small, minute country.
Patricia.
If we realize that this man sitting up here represents destruction of capitalism, if we follow him in this country, which will free countries all over the world from our grips. So if we accomplish this here, it'll bring about that type, what we saw tonight, possible all over the world, not just in this country, but all over. So we have a greater task to perform here and a much more beautiful ending if we follow him.
I missed that. I had some discernment that had to be taken care of right now.
I thought it was marvelous how well the racists got along. You couldn't see any friction between them.
It's just beautiful. Just nothing superficial. Anytime you integrate some school in America, you can tell the falseness of it. But it just flowed. That little white child taking that the trait of that little black child so naturally, so beautifully. That's only socialism can do that. We got some of these people in here that are so foolish, say, well, we need to get out there and struggle more for racism and quit talking about socialism. And they're not here. The ones that should be getting this, not here. They're not here. We need to show this film. It's got to be shown again and discuss it again. You can't get rid of racism until you get rid of the things that divide people. Only reason people hate each other is because some got more than others. So it's easy to hate people on the basis of color because you can see color. But hate stops when people are equal. You don't have any reason to hate anymore. When everybody's got equal opportunity, you don't hate anymore. The only reason whites hate black, vice versa, is because the poor white feels threatened. People ought to love each other more than the poor white niggers and the poor black niggers, but they hate each other. So the system works it that way, to get them fighting amongst themselves instead of the rich man that's keeping them down. It's always, you find the oaky rednecks. But a little bit of change has come. What was this group in Chicago? It was interesting how those white haters there joined hands with the Black Panthers. What was the name of that group? The what? The Young Patriots, a group of Oklahoma people that were also poverty-stricken. They got the idea. Said, we're going to quit this fighting amongst ourselves. And so those white Southerners went over and joined the Black Panthers and they started fighting together. Now when things get bad enough, that's what will happen, too. It'll get bad enough. People will realize where it's at. But you've got to get a lot worse than it is here. Of course, some of you say, well, America's so good. Why is it? If you were out robbing 60% of the people, you ought to be able to have things fairly decent, wouldn't you? That's the reason we got things good. That's why we can get this and that and the other thing. But yet it's so bad when one out of four patients, according to Time magazine, gets a wrong dosage of medicine every day in a hospital. One out of six surgeries are wrong or unnecessary. In rich America, many a patient died. I've seen him given. Saw a patient die, penicillin reaction, died right quickly. She wasn't even supposed to get penicillin. Young 22-year-old mother, pregnant, died. The chart didn't show it. Said she had heart failure. She did. Penicillin caused it. But her family never knew the difference. But we just don't have it bad enough. You know, any of you remember the days of what was that show? Painful show that described it, showed the poor people coming to the West. Grapes of Wrath. People traveling through the desert and their folks dying in the desert and having to bury them right out there, let them lay and let the vultures get them. The Great Depression almost brought socialism. Almost. my dad, who was a bigot, but he marched on Washington during those days. The Army loved him. He always thought the Army loved him till that time, and MacArthur fired on him. My dad was an officer. They fired on him. They went to get their pensions from World War I, and General MacArthur ordered them shot at, right? And they were some of them killed. Things don't have to get that bad. And that's why we talk about leaving, Christine. Sometimes you see the things are so bad that if we sit here and don't have a structure, if building a structure kills off its leadership, the best thing to do then is to get your people out till they're ready to come back. I understand what you're saying. We should get on the ball and do all we can. Any other comment? Another 10 minutes, we'll quit. I'd like to hear from some others who haven't talked, if I could.
Mm-hmm. The point that you missed that Rick brought up was that because the United States controls so much of the world, it would be better to try to establish benefit the whole world rather than leave and go somewhere else where it's already been established.
Yeah, we wouldn't feel too good about kicking out. Some of us older folks wouldn't. I don't want to tell you what I'd do if I got all of you to safety, my mothers and my sisters and little brothers, little children. If I got them all safe, I'm not going to tell you what I'd do, but I'm going to say it'd be something like that song, "You're Going to Hear From Me." That's what it'd be. If I ever got all of our folk to safety, there'd never be so much mention of Jim Jones's name, for a little while at least. It might not last long, but for a little while, there'd be a whole lot of mention of Jim Jones's name. He might be out healing the sick and casting out devils. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. If you read me, there'd be a whole lot of devils that be cast out for a while. Ooh, I wish I didn't have to concern myself so much over little people. And I know what they can do to little people. I know what we did in Brazil when we took over that country. I saw it happen, boy. I saw the generals walking right into the embassy. Businessman right across the way said, "What was going to happen?" Sure as the world did. Same generals, and now they cut off the breasts of people. Our CIA has cut off the breasts of nuns who've resisted, plucked out the eyes, pulled out the fingernails. I know what they can do to children, and they won't spare a minute. They'll do anything. And that's where they got you. I mean, Brazil, South America was trained by our government in all this torture. Putting electrodes up a woman's vagina and giving them so much charge that they'd faint and bleed and hemorrhage to death. We got some devils in this country, like a witch. Well, you know the devils, how they murdered Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. You know they're there. They just haven't had to come out too much. Who knows? Who knows how many people they really killed? Who knows someone didn't give Father Divine something that he shouldn't have had early in his days? Some kind of stuff that made his brain go wrong. He used to be a socialist. He used to march with the socialists in Harlem to work for the people and feed the people. He sure wasn't running. He wasn't running around in Cadillacs then. You know how many times they tried to poison me. I just happen to have more power than he did as a metaphysician. I'm the most powerful metaphysician there ever was. But you saw they put enough in here and they took it right over to this general hospital. They said it would kill how many horses? 10 horses, something like that. 10 horses. They got poisons they can give you till you don't know which ends up. That's why I have to watch. I have to watch why everything's covered here. Everything's covered so that you don't get